The Hebrew Bible lesson for tonight comes from the book of Exodus, Exodus 12, verses 1 through 14. You can find that in your pew Bible on page 56 of the Hebrew Bible, if you'd like to follow along. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat that lamb the same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson for tonight comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. You can find that in your pew Bible on page 163 in the New Testament. Hear these words. "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The word of God for the people of God.
We turn to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, and following with 31b through 35. You can find the start of this lesson on page 101 in your pew Bible in the New Testament. So just a reminder, we are told in Exodus by God that the Passover was an important thing that would be continued through all generations. It was the Passover that Jesus was celebrating with his apostles in the upper room. And just like everything else that Jesus did, he didn't abolish the law and the long tradition of the Jewish faith, but rather changed and enriched it. And he continues to do that as he meets with his apostles in the upper room. So let's turn to John 13, verse 1. "Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it in the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How many of you pray on your knees? Anybody? A few of us. Sometimes. Mostly we're old and it hurts. It's hard to get up. Praying on your knees is likely one of the most ultimate acts we have of humbling ourselves. You are probably never more vulnerable than when you're on your knees. Okay, with the possible exception of when you're in a hospital gown. But we open ourselves to God when we are on our knees. And it seems to me that that's what Maundy Thursday is all about, humbling ourselves as God humbled God's self. So I want you to think about that. I also want to give you the opportunity after communion tonight. Some people do it on a regular basis. We don't probably do it often enough. But when you're done receiving the bread and the juice, think about coming to the communion railing and getting on your knees and praying to God. I promise to help you get up. But think about it. God humbled God's self in creating human beings. God didn't make some spectacular creature, but rather Homo sapiens, who we are, because God so loved us. Things didn't work out so well. The whole history of the Hebrew Bible tells how most of God's people strayed from the path, heard the commandments, listened to the law, tried to be good, and found the wrong way more often than not. And so in the plan from creation, God came to earth. God humbled God's self to become like us, to become human as a human man. That's even more humble. He could have come as a woman, but he came as a man, because that was the way of that time period. Anyway, God humbled God's self to become human in every way except sin. And then in this Passover meal, Jesus was honoring the traditions of the Israelites since nearly time immemorial. Jesus could have thrown a feast, rich food, rich wine, and yet Jesus chose the most elemental, the most foundational elements of bread and wine that you would find at nearly every table, everywhere. We almost become inured to the words of Holy Communion because we hear them every month. But this is the real deal tonight. This is the Last Supper. This is the beginning of the sacrament that was instituted. And in the words that Paul reiterated to the early church, the words that Mark read, the words that Jesus himself said, we are to continue in this tradition to remember the sacrifice, the humility of Jesus as he had the final act of humbleness, of humility in offering himself for others. Jesus said, to really love a person, you need to die for your friend, something on that order. That was as humble as he was. It's interesting, many of us think about Maundy Thursday and we think the Last Supper. But it turns out that the most important part of that, not that the Holy Communion is not important, it's critically important, but the most important part of that was the humility that Jesus displayed in washing the disciples' feet. Did it embarrass you when I was kneeling up here? Would it embarrass yourself if you came up and kneeled with me? Would it embarrass you if I washed your feet? Yes, maybe. I know the Tongans did it last night. That's a humbling approach. Foot washing was what the servants did. Jesus, God incarnate, was taking the role of a slave to his followers, to his apostles. That is what the early church remembered about Maundy Thursday. And one final thing. When you hear that word Maundy, it turns out that that comes from the same Latin word whose root was used for the word mandate. So the point of Maundy Thursday is not communion necessarily. It's not entirely foot washing, but it is the new commandment that Christ gave to his apostles. And that is what we, I believe, ought to take from this experience this evening. Is that Jesus told us, in order to make my love real, you ought to display to each other the love that I have displayed to you, the love of a servant, the humble love of unconditional caring. Tonight, tomorrow, as we think about Christ's final night, the steps into the prison, into the court to be seen by his judges. Let us think about what it would be like if we were to love each other as Jesus loves us. And I don't mean just the easy love of greeting folks on Sunday morning, but I mean the love of all brothers and sisters. Those folks who make us uncomfortable, who embarrass us, the folks on Colfax Avenue, the guy panhandling in the King Supers parking lot, the people trying to rebuild their lives in Haiti, hungry folks all over the world, because God calls us to love them as Jesus loves us. Tonight, let us find a way to fall on our knees, to find that act of humility that says to God, I'm open to you, Lord, and I'm ready to follow that new mandate, the Maundy in Maundy Thursday, to love each other as Jesus loves us. Amen.